to our site. We're in Penn Hills. So they come to our shop, they check in, and then they get matched with a personal shopper. So it's just like the experience anyone would have if they go to a dress shop. We want them to have that same experience when they come to our shop as they would have, as their peers are having. So they get matched with a personal shopper. They pick out some dresses. They find their one after probably a few rounds of trying on dresses. They get a pair of shoes, and they also get a piece of jewelry before they leave. So they have essentially the complete outfit when they leave our shop.
How nice. And I'm looking at the website right now, and there are plenty of spaces March 27th, Monday, Thursday, March 30th, between 3 and 6 o'clock. You can make appointments. And then Saturday, April 1st, I see appointments between 10 and starting at 2 on that date.
Yep.
So we'll make sure that we put that on our Facebook page and also link to it from our website so that people can take part in Project Prom or also spread the word to others. Everybody should have access in this way, and I love the way you're doing it. It maintains the experience and the dignity. It's really, you know, very professionally done, and here, gosh, it's been 20 years, right, this year.
I can't believe it. I was actually writing that down. I wrote something that we had had, I think, previously almost 2 decades, and I said, oh, my gosh, we're at 2 decades. Like, we've been doing this for 2 decades. It's wild, and it's been such an incredible experience for me. I've been doing this for 6 years. It's such an incredible experience. It's so incredible to see the kids coming in kind of downtrodden and not really sure what to expect and thinking, oh, it'll just be, you know, a few racks, all used dresses. You know, we have beautiful, gently used, but we also have amazing brand new. And then to see them leave, you know, shoulders down, looking so confident, their parents leaving with such a sense of relief because they know that this financial burden has been alleviated. It's just such an incredible program.
And you've been around long enough to see prom dresses in style, go out of style, and come back in style and go out of style. But these are all first-class, beautiful dresses. It's not like you're going thrifting here. This is a, not that that's bad, but I mean, this is a really special experience. And I love the fact that jewelry comes your way, too, as a part of this. I have to ask, do you know if there's a program for guys?
So we do have a tuxedo program. It's a little more limited in scope because it's funded through our Allegheny County Music Festival Fund. So it's available to any students who are receiving services through DHS, through any of our offices, through any of our DHS provider agencies or juvenile courts. So we are able to rent tuxedos, but as I said, it's a little bit more limited than the gown giveaway because those we just have an abundance of and we want to share with as many people as possible. But if there is any interest in tuxedos and if teens or parents aren't sure if they qualify, if they go to our website, there's a section at the bottom that talks about tuxedos. They can reach out to us directly and we can kind of walk them through that. So definitely if you're unsure, reach out to us because we'd love to help as many kids there as we can as well.
Excellent. Go to Allegheny County Department of Human Services, their website, and we'll link to that so you can learn more about it. But AlleghenyCounty.us/human-services is the main page, and you'll be able to navigate your way there. And let's remember the great Max Baer and his Allegheny County music fund that you just mentioned. I miss Max a lot, and his legacy lives on with that fund. Thanks so much. Anything else you want to mention, Shelley?
No, you know, I don't think so. We do ask that any student who comes to see us just bring one guest with them. It's amazing. We're in our fourth space now, and we are quickly outgrowing this space, which is how we keep moving, which is what a great problem to have. We have too many dresses and too many shoes. So we ask that they bring one guest, but we want to make it as amazing of an experience as possible. So parents, bring your phones, take photos, just enjoy it. Enjoy the process.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, Shelley. I hope it goes well. You bring somebody with you that can tell you better than any mirror can, how you look.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, pick the right person.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. That's Shelley Lutz from Allegheny County Department of Human Services. And we'll post a link to Project Prom where you can register for assistance with a prom dress. Coming up, the Soundhound is going to visit, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and on internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Whoa, you and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me. Oh, gal, and you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey, child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. And gal, now don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock, it is just that I am on the market for a girl who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. All I'm saying's I'm not ready for any person, place or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye, I will leave and I see no sense, for this crying and grieving will both live a lot longer if you live without me. To try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye, I will leave and I see no sense, for this crying and grieving will both live a lot longer if you live without me.
The Greenbrier Boys, the first group to record that song, Different Drum. And we are getting ready to welcome the Soundhound, and we shall do that shortly. Don't forget that the clocks go forward 1 hour tonight. It's the time when we change to daylight saving time. Clocks out spring ahead 1 hour, and that means you have to, well, your car might already be fine. Maybe it's still in the same position it was back in the fall.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to make sure that all children in Pittsburgh get the high-quality education they deserve. A-Plus Schools' 2022 report to the community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens with critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
A couple quick notes just to keep you informed on what's going on here at SLB. We are close to releasing a new website that's going to be faster, more responsive, and simpler to use. I've been talking about that over the past year or so. It takes a long time. Our current website design has gone relatively unchanged for about 10 years, and we're looking to bring together Youth Express, Neighborhood Voices, and SLB Radio into a site that works together to support you. And it's taking a bit of time to do that, but we're getting closer and closer. And we appreciate your patience with that. Thank you for being here with us. Program note, at 11 o'clock today, even though St. Patrick's Day is coming up in the week ahead, today is the St. Patrick's Day parade in the city of Pittsburgh. It's one of the largest in the country. And we wanted to remember Irish troubadour Terry Griffith on today's date, it being the St. Patrick's Day parade. Terry passed away November 11th. Of last year at the age of 75, a solo performer with a career spanning 60 plus years. He's known for his love of Irish music and thousands of appearances at pubs, concert halls, Renaissance fairs, and other venues throughout Pittsburgh and beyond. He was deeply involved in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. He was its Grand Marshal for 1 year, maybe a few more. He also was the announcer for multiple years and a great supporter of the event. Today at 11 o'clock, in 3 hours, 11 Eastern, we'll have music from his appearances on SLB, and we're going to kick that hour off going all the way back to 2008 in his very first appearance here, and that's one that was not even available in our published archives. We had to look pretty hard to find it, but that we did, and you can join us for a tribute to Terry Griffith coming up at 11 Eastern this morning. I see that the Soundhound is here making his appearance. Always so nice to have the Soundhound with us. And let me see if I can coax him. Oh, Soundhound, where are you, boy? Is he going to make it? There he is. The Soundhound has come by. Come on by. And let's see. Oh, it's a tricky one. I have it. And it says here that the answer should be as specific as possible. Is that what you... Okay. So try to be specific. Here is the sound that the Soundhound brought. 4, 1, 2, 800-259-7575. Do you want to hear that one more time? I think I would like to. What is this sound? Here it is. 412-200-5975. Good luck.
Come in, we'll do the best we can. Come in, bring your whole bloody clan. Take it slow and easy and I'll shake you by the hand. Set you down and drink at ease and I am an Irish man. I've traveled east, I've traveled west, I roam from town to town. I travel north in Derry, Kerry, feet to Portadown. Wherever I went, a welcome mat was always waiting me. So fill your glass along with us and sing old Ireland free. Come in, we'll do the best we can. Come in, bring your whole bloody clan. Take it slow and easy and I'll shake you by the hand. Set you down and treat you decent, I am an Irish man. And now I've gone some other place, my memory is going dim. So fill your glass along with us, invite the colleagues in. And think about the good old days and you'll remember me. When good old songs are all sung out with porter flowing free. Come in, we'll do the best we can. Come in, bring your whole bloody clan. Take it slow and easy and I'll shake you by the hand. Set you down and treat you decent, I am an Irish man. Victoria, we're coming for you soon. Victoria, it may be when the moon is shining on December snows or on the flowers of June, but we're coming for you, Victoria. Come in, we'll do the best we can. Come in, bring your whole bloody clan. Take it slow and easy and I'll shake you by the hand. Set you down and treat you decent, I'm an Irish man. sit and cry. Ain't no use sit and cry. Ain't no use sit and cry. You will see me by and by. I'm going down to Baltimore, boys. I'm going down to Baltimore. I'm going down to Baltimore. Been that way six times before. It's green, green, rocky road, promenading green, 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 rocky road. Tell me who do you love? Oh, tell me who do you love? Oh, I was born in Tennessee. I was born in Tennessee. I was born in Tennessee. Miss my friends and they miss me.
Debbie McClatchy, Green, Green Rocky Road. And Mike Gallagher did Come In. Zach thought it might be a djembe. Annie got the correct answer out in eastern Pennsylvania. Caden, good morning. Caden had a very good guess. Also a correct answer to our Soundhound puzzle. From John and Addie today. Ty thought it might be banging on a PVC pipe. And Bob in Washington thought it might be the sound of slapping a bass. And Tegan has a guess of an upright bass. Not an upright bass. Kathy says it sounds like a rubber band being used to make a percussive sound. You're on the right track. I think I've mentioned all of the guesses. Coming in, let me double check. Tom and McCandless has the correct answer. And we're up to date. Good morning to Vivian as well. Here it is again from the Soundhound. 412-200-5975. Kathy and Ty and Esther, you are on the right track, Kathy, but it's not a mouth harp. Four 412-200-5975 to take a guess. Here comes Tommy, and Tommy, you've got it. Again, be as specific as you can be. It's a sound that you know. Well, it's a sound that you know, especially if you are a St. Patrick's Day parade person, and perhaps if you're a lover of Irish music. Not a PVC pipe organ. Just guessed by Zach. We've had a few people that have come up with it. Kathy and Ty Nessa thinks it might be spoons. This one is tough, unless you know your musical instruments, especially international ones. We are looking for... The Boron, the Boron, B-O-D-H-R-A-N. It sort of looks like a tambourine, about the same width, a little bit bigger diameter, but no jingles. This is sort of a thin drum with the skin over it, played with a stick that can both hit the drum and clack the drum in a manner that is exactly like that. And it's used in a lot of traditional Irish music. So a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, if you were able to come up with it. I'm not sure if we'll hear it in this particular song. I don't think we will, but we have a number from Boys and the Lock coming up that will feature. Drew came up with it. Bob in Washington also got the correct answer. And Tommy in Virginia got it. So did Annie out east listening with Caden. Tom in McCandless also got the correct answer. And a correct answer coming in from Addie and John in East Deer. I miss Ty's most excellent guess. Jack says it's an animal band. And Jack said, it's an animal band. I can hear a zebra walking. That came by way of Ty. Thank you, Jack. That was a very good guess. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our upfront puzzle coming up in about 10 minutes. Don't forget, clocks spring forward 1 hour this weekend. As we head back into daylight saving time. These days, it's more of a psychological preparation, since many clocks in our midst all automatically make that change for us, although it still, it's very much that kind of challenge. To try to get ready for that missed hour. It's not at all the easiest thing to deal with. And a few years ago, a fellow by the name of Fred Feel sent us this song, which kind of laments and helps you know that you're not alone with this particular activity.
Every spring, most of us do the same old thing. Gain an hour here, lose an hour there. For daylight savings, I just don't care. Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. I know you can do it cause you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back. Early to bed, early to rise. It makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. But daylight savings is a crying shame, and old Ben Franklin is the one to blame. Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. Well, I know you can do it, cause you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back. Said we gotta change the time. It wasn't daylight savings that he had in mind. It's just a big headache, as we all know that old daylight savings has got to go. Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. Well, I know you can do it, cause you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back. This here deal, Lord, it wouldn't be happening, that's for real. But we all gotta do what they all say, so it looks like daylight savings is here to stay. Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. Well, I know you can do it, cause you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back. 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 Well, I know you can do it, cause you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back.
His name is Fred Fell, and the song is called Spring Forward, Call Back. I did find a Bedron solo that we can play a little bit of. The artist here is Bioga. A little more inventive than the sample played for you earlier. Congratulations again if you knew that the Bodhran was what we were looking for. Bodhran. Jim in Blackridge also came up with the correct answer to that. Isn't that good? Really well done. A quick note, if you are a teen or if you know of one, high school students are invited to join our Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassadors program. It's going to be getting started on March 21st, and if you want to get involved, you need to apply right away. Remake Learning Ambassadors help promote and cover the Remake Learning Days Festival, which is going to kick off in May. All the details you need to know are at tinyurl.com/YMCEvents. tinyurl.com/YMCEvents. And you'll find other events there for students in sixth grade, clear up through high school. Lots of activities, some involving less commitment than others. It's all part of our Youth Media Center. here at SLB, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, and KRDP, Indie Community Radio, in Phoenix, Arizona.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please would you tell me who is she?
Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock on the door and they ring the bell, oh my true love, are you well?
Here she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Johnny Murray, he says she'll die if she doesn't get the fellow with the roving eye.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she?
Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high and the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, she'll get her own boy by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma till she comes home. Let the boys stay as they will, for it's Albert Mooney she loves still. Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3,
please would you tell me who is she?
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City.
The Rankin family here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being here with us. If you are getting ready to march in the St. Patrick's Day parade, here's hoping it's a good parade today. Getting ready to step off in downtown Pittsburgh. And if you are not, bear in mind, if you're driving around town, there are some streets that are going to be closed. It's one of the largest St. Patrick's Day parades anywhere. The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting this Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The March issue, featuring the Summer Youth Guide, is available now in print and online at thenorthsidechronicle.com. Good morning to Bonnie. On Observatory Hill, nice to have Bonnie back in the area. And Bonnie knew the answer earlier to our high clue. And sometimes I miss our Facebook messages the way they come in. Bonnie, thank you for contacting us and getting the correct answer. Here now, another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you ready? I am. We are eager to have you tell us the word that naturally comes before the three that we're about to give you. What word comes before money, chair, and street? Money, chair, and street. One word comes before those three. You should be able to come up with it. When you do, please call us or text us at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. You can hear a Bodron in this music too. A Bodron playing along. Once again, we are looking for the word that naturally comes before money, chair, and street. Money, chair, and street. Why not make today the day that you call? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. I see that Pudge has the correct answer. Well done, Pudge. A correct answer from John and Addie in East Deer, and from Kathy in Tyonesta. Bob and Freedom has it, as does Mike and Mars. And hello to Larry in Mercer. He has the correct answer. And we still have a few calls coming in at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. A lot of folks coming up with the correct answer so far. Hello to Gail and Stephen and Eric and John, all playing along on Facebook today. ¶¶ And we're going to hear from Jim and Tom, actually in reverse order. Tom and Jim. And here they come right now, starting with Tom and McCandless. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Our other clue was going to be peasy, the word that comes...
What was the next one, clue?
Peasy.
Peasy.
Yes.
Oh. I'm not sure if that would have helped.
No, probably. It would have helped some, but not everybody. What word did you come up with?
Well, since the quiz wasn't hard, it was easy.
Easy it is, indeed. Easy street, easy money, and easy chair.
Have you heard of Easy Rollin'?
No.
Well, he's a detective, kind of like Sam Spade. And he was, you know, of that era. I'm not sure if the person who writes it is still around or not. But his last name was Mosley, the writer.
Well, you know, there was an old radio show called Easy Aces, a radio comedy. And I don't know much about it. It made its way to television, too. And I think I think it was Goodman and Jane Ace were the stars of it. But that's one I don't know much about. But Easy Aces.
When I went to the home show last week, and they have these, I guess they're easy chairs. I don't know, but they look like they're from outer space.
Did you try one?
No, I thought maybe I got in when I never get out. I don't know. Maybe they would lock you in and until you pulled your credit card out or something, they wouldn't let you go. I don't know.
I see Andrew Laswell came up with it. He said, this one is easy. And it is easy if you know it. I was trying to think of more clues in addition to the ones we gave, and I don't have too many. You could say off, like the oven cleaner, easy off.
Right.
And then all of the other ones I have are multiple words, like does it, easy does it, or easy on the eyes, people say too, as an expression, but I couldn't really come up with anything else.
Now, I thought of another one. Now I forgot what it was, but I'm trying to think. I don't think I wrote it down. Nowadays, I have to write lots of things down.
I understand that very much. My favorite activity is staring at a computer screen, then getting up to go get something, and then an hour later coming back to the computer screen and remembering I forgot to get what it was I needed to get to finish what I was doing. I do that about 6 times daily.
Right. Well, I think I'll make my breakfast. I'll have easy over egg. Egg over easy?
Eggs over easy. There you go.
Eggs over easy. Okay.
Eggs easy, I guess you could say.
Right.
Thanks. Take care, Tom. And Jim is here now in the Heights of Crafton. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Did you have any other easies?
Well, there's the classic, there's the oven brand.
Easy off. Bake. Oh, what's that? Easy Bake. How did we miss that? The Easy Bake oven. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say easy off for the oven cleaner. Easy
yes,
peasy.
Yes. It was easy as pie.
Easy as pie. And I'm glad you said that because Pi Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I almost forgot that.
We're getting ready to celebrate that at work.
We have a song or two celebrating Pi. If I can find them, I think I can. They might be harder. The hardest thing about that is searching on two letters like PI turns mm-hmm. up a lot of false positives. But I've got a few ideas. I'll work on those.
Have you stumbled across any of the pictures of the octopies?
No. So what are those exactly?
Well, it's just some people, like, those, you know how you can you can put patterns in the crust.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them where they've done it in the shape of an octopus, so it's an octopi.
Huh. I have not seen that, but why not?
Yes, indeed.
It makes perfect sense. Ah, I found it. I found my song about pie. I was really worried that I wasn't going to be able to find it.
I had faith.
Well, thank you for checking in, and here's hoping it's a good weekend.
Oh, you too. Stay warm.
You too. And I'm looking to make sure I've acknowledged all the correct answers coming in. I think there are a few more. Oh, Yvonne, very good. Easy listening. Excellent. Easy listening music. Perfect. Is a radio-based clue. Thank you, Yvonne in Ohio. Mike and Mars also had easy bake. Mike said rider, of course. Easy rider. Charlie added easy rider. And also easy as pie, with the correct symbol for pie. Bob in Washington has the correct answer. Linda of the Dynamic Duo has it as well. Maggie in Slippery Rock, good morning. She came up with the correct answer. I mentioned Pudge had it, and John and Addie and East Deer, and Kathy and Tyonesta, and Bob and Freedom, and Mike and Mars, all coming up with Easy.
So the song we're going to do is another math song that is about pie, and of course... See, he thinks I'm being nice to him doing his songs. I'm not being nice. People like these songs. This is a song about pi, and pi, everybody remembers pi, is a number, 3.1415926535897, and it goes on and on and on to infinity. Thank you. I read in the paper that some guy had computed pi, I think it was to, it was like the 12 billionth decimal place.
A lot more, actually. Go ahead.
Though. Wait. How many?
Changes every day.
What do you mean? What's it up to?
It. Well, you ought to bore him to tears. I think it's up to about 10 to the 15th now.
You're kidding. Oh. Like I said, it's handy having him around. Okay, so anyway, I read this article. That's a lot. That's a lot of little numbers. And I remember thinking, the guy should really get a life. So I decided I would say that to my dad because I thought it was sort of funny and that he would appreciate it because he shares my sort of sardonic wit. And I said it to him and he didn't even smile. And I panicked and I thought, oh my God, I've offended him. He's offended. It turns out months later, this came up at my parents' kitchen table and he told me he had no idea what get a life means. It's like, you really have to think about what you say to your 83-year-old dad, you know? Actually, yesterday he said...
No comment.
Yesterday he said something was a no-brainer, which was another thing I think I taught you. Okay, so anyway, so to create the melody for this song, he took those numbers that I said and he played them on the scale of the piano like this.
Aren't you gonna...
I'm gonna... 3, 1, 4, 1, 5, 9, 2, 6, 5, 3, 5, 8, 9, 7. Which is just the most horrific melody, and he wrote a kind of 40s swing tune around that, and we're going to do it for you. So this is by my dad, Irving Kaplansky. And it's called A Song About Pie.
I think I'd like to, there's some very young audience. They don't know what the verse of the song is.
Okay.
You're going to hear the... You see, every song up to about 1950 had a verse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Well, they're not going to hear the numbers right away. Just wait 16 bars.
It's really edifying. Okay. You know, we're like an Oedipal, Sonny, and Cher. I figured that out. Do you know what that means? Let's not get into it. Okay, here we go.
All right. I gave you your intro already.
Okay. No, do it again.
I'll give it again.
Through all the bygone ages, philosophers and sages have meditated on the circle's mysteries. From Euclid to Pythagoras, from Gauss to Anaxagoras, their thoughts have filled the library's bulging histories. And yet there was elation throughout the whole Greek nation when Archimedes did his mighty computation. He said, 3, 1, 4, 1, oh my, here's a song to sing about pi. Not a sigma or mu, but a well-known Greek letter too. You can have your alphas and your great phi bates and omegas for a friend. But that's just what a circle doesn't have a beginning or an end. 3, 1, 4, 1, 5, 9 is a ratio we don't define. 2 pi times radii gives circumference you can rely. If you square the radius times the pi, you will get the circle space. Here's my song about pi, fit for a mathematician's embrace.
Long before the Super Bowl and things like lemonade, the Hellenic Republic was full of smarts, and a question resting on the Grecian hearts was, what is the circumference of a circle? But they were set on rational numbers, and it ranks among their biggest blunders. They worked on it for years and confirmed one of their biggest fears. I can't be certain if they cried when irrationality was realized, but something deep within them died the day they discovered pi. Thinking pi, pi, mathematical pi, 3.1415926535897932384626433832 7, not rounded. Well, this kind of pie is different than most. It hasn't got berries, ain't spread on toast, and that's how it's always been. We keep extending its decimal places, pushing our computers through their paces, but we'll never reach the end. So why the fascination with a number whose end is just a myth? Whence the adulation for mental masturbation? It might have something to do with the stars, to calculate distances from afar, but that's just a guess about the way things are regarding the precision of pi. I am pondering pi, pi, mathematical pi, 3.1415926535897932384626434338327. Now I feel that I should mention pi is applicable in any dimension, at least as far as I know. If there were no pi, we'd be missing things like marbles and mugs and balls of string and sports such as soccer and curling. curves in their celestial paths navigate along elliptical graphs. Ellipses have pi in them too. Just one side of them has groove. You can see pi in most everything. It's in Cornell's electron storage ring, and also in Slinky's and other springs. And that's why it's important to know pi. You should memorize pi, pi, mathematical pi. 3.14159265358973283842 643383272 7. Once one night I had a dream that pi was gone and I had to scream, 'cause all pi things had disappeared. Can you imagine a world like that? Circles aren't round and spheres aren't flat. It's the culmination of everything we feared. 'Twas a nightmare of epic proportions, one that gave me brain contortions. Oh wait, I mean contusions. They put me in some institutions. But then I escaped and now I'm free to sing of the virtue of pi. Pi, pi, mathematical pi. 3.14159265359796433832 7.
There it is. The yearly appearance of Mathematical Pi, Ken Ferrier, and Anthony Chan doing that. And the slightly better known Lucy Kaplansky, probably much better known with her dad Irv Kaplansky, and a song about Pi, March 14th, 3.14 Pi Day, which is being celebrated by our neighbors at Nova Place in three different shifts, depending on what building you interact with, since we have leases in the garage, which is under all of Nova Place. I intend to go to all three shifts for Pi Day coming up. Happy birthday today to Dwayne of Westview, from wife Tiffany, daughter Zoe, and son Gabriel, also Ryan from your family, Maya from the Bingham family, and today is the birthday of Joanne Rogers, Mrs. Rogers, and we miss you. Joanne would be 95 today. Tomorrow, Colleen Doino, happy birthday to you from your family and friends. Miguel of McKeesport from Marcy and Marcus. Helen, the Polka Queen, happy birthday to you, Helen. You know who you are, from Dust Bowl, Jack. On Monday the 13th, we have Dominicchio from your family, Mary Beth of Monroeville, Marley from Tom and Dee, Jackie of Glassport from your family, Aileen up in Saco, Maine from husband Jeff, and all of us, Michael of Fenelton, happy birthday to you from your family. On the 14th, we have Linda wishing Leonard a happy birthday, and Alyssa of Valencia, happy birthday to you from Dad Nate, Mom Karen, Sister Laura, and Brother Lucas. And there are more. Eric and Point Breeze from your family, Rob in Morningside, and on the 14th, Dust Bowl Jack, happy birthday to you, Dust Bowl. Kathy Ensweiler wishes you a very happy birthday. On the 15th, we have Ethan, also Derek of Poland, Ohio, from Charlotte, Debbie, Rich, Shannon, Ryan, Alex, Mira, your whole family, and us. Karen of Allison Park, from your family. And here's Ken Doino, celebrating close to Colleen, just 3 days apart. Happy birthday, Ken. Thomas of Butler from your family, and Carl, happy birthday to you. It says you're from a secret soulmate. Simon of Harmony from your whole family is the first birthday on March 16th. Then Ova of Munhall and Trey of Claysburg. Erica from Mom and Jonathan on the south side, and Maggie of Squirrel Hill from your family. Finally, on the 17th, we have Karen of Ligonier from Steve in Monroeville, Pat of West Mifflin, Eric in Plum from Jill, Jill of Ford City from Janice and Tom, and happy birthday on Friday the 17th to Tim.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure a uniformed employee of the United States government hand delivers a Saturday Light Brigade birthday communique to their door. Hello to Caden. Caden made a request inspired by Mathematical Pi. He wants to hear 18 Wheels on a Big Rig. That will be coming up shortly. We have an Herbs in Action feature, actually from our Chefs in Action series, coming up. Then we'll have 18 Wheels on a Big Rig. Then we'll play Guess Who? It's the most organized I've been in years, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
Chefs in Action. Reflections and stories from culinary artists, bakers, herbalists, and others about the many benefits and uses of herbs.
My name is Nathaniel Pantalone. I own Dober Tea in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We opened almost 10 years ago in March of 2013. My interest in tea started when I was in college. My friend Adam and I used to try to study at a local tea shop and ended up just talking instead of studying, and turned tea into our sort of social gathering time. And we ended up turning that interest into a blog and then a podcast. We always found tea to be a communal experience, a social experience, and others find it to be conducive to studying and to meditation or writing even. And I wanted to create a space that really allowed people that creativity or that community. What really helps is our staff. Our staff are very friendly. We try to hire people that are social, friendly, that like to see the regulars, that like to work there, that really like tea and like to share that with people. And we try to prescribe teas based on the day too, because some days I don't really want to drink green tea or I don't want to drink something with caffeine, but there's other days I do. We really try to be mindful of everything and bring that to the customer and provide that space for the customers. I get the question a lot if I have a favorite tea, and I really don't. I used to have a favorite tea. When we had our podcast, my favorite was an oolong called Da Hong Pao. It's a really dark, smoky oolong. I still love that tea, but it's one of my cold weather favorites, and I want nothing to do with it in the summertime. So I find myself in the summer drinking a lot more floral things, grassier things like green teas, iced teas, of course. And of course, in the wintertime, I don't really want to drink iced tea. I want to drink something hot, something smoky, like a Lapsang Souchong black tea, or some ginger is really nice. Like those